Welcome to StoryLark Educational Stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Are you ready? Let's find out. Where dragons really come from. Ravi loved dragons. He drew them on his papers at school. He drew them on napkins at lunch. He drew them on the foggy car window with his finger. Big dragons, small dragons, dragons with wings, dragons without wings. He loved them all. Today was a special day. Ravi was going to the big museum, the one with the tall stone walls and the huge front doors. His auntie Priya worked there. She knew all about old bones and old animals and old, old things from long, long ago. Auntie Priya met him at the front steps. She wore her white lab coat, and her name tag said, Dr. Priya Patel, in big letters. She gave Ravi a hug that lifted him right off his feet. Ready to explore, she asked. Ready, said Ravi. They walked inside. The museum was big and cool and quiet. Their shoes went click, click, click on the shiny floor. Ravi looked up at the tall ceiling. He looked at all the glass cases full of amazing things. Then Ravi stopped walking. He had a question, a big question, a question that had been stuck in his head like a song he couldn't stop humming. Auntie Priya, Ravi said slowly, if dragons aren't real, then why did so many people make them up? Auntie Priya tilted her head. What do you mean? Ravi scrunched up his nose, thinking hard. Well, people in China told stories about dragons, and people far, far away in England told stories about dragons too. They never met each other. They lived so far apart. So how did they all think of the same thing? Auntie Priya's eyes went wide. Then she smiled, a big, warm, wonderful smile. Ravi, she said, that is one of my favorite questions in the whole wide world. She knelt down, so her eyes were level with his. And the answer is, they weren't all just making it up, not completely. People built dragons out of real things they actually saw. Real things? Said Ravi. Like what? Auntie Priya stood up and held out her hand. Come on, I'll show you. We're going to visit four stops in this museum, and by the end, you'll know where dragons really come from. Ravi took her hand. His heart beat fast with excitement. Four stops, four clues. He was ready. The first stop was a huge room with very high ceilings. And in the middle of the room stood something that made Ravi's mouth fall open. Bones. Enormous bones. A skeleton bigger than anything Ravi had ever seen. The skull was bigger than a horse. The teeth were long and sharp like daggers. The spine stretched out longer than a wagon, longer than a bus. These are dinosaur bones, said Auntie Priya. They are very, very old. Millions and millions of years old. Ravi stared and stared. Now imagine, said Auntie Priya softly, that you lived a long, long time ago. 3,000 years ago. You're walking on a hill, and you see big bones like these poking out of the dirt. A giant skull, giant teeth. You don't know what a dinosaur is. Nobody does. No one has even heard that word yet. She looked at Ravi. What would you think it was? Ravi looked at the skull. He looked at the long, sharp teeth. He looked at the huge spine curving away like a tail. A dragon, he whispered. Exactly, said Auntie Priya. Auntie Priya walked Ravi around the skeleton slowly. She pointed to different bones as they went. All over the world, she said, people found bones like these. In China, farmers dug up huge fossils in the ground. In Europe, people found giant skulls in caves. In Africa, they found enormous leg bones near rivers. What's a fossil? Asked Ravi. A fossil is what's left of an animal from a very long time ago, said Auntie Priya. The bones turn to stone over many, many years. They last a very long time. And sometimes rain or wind or digging brings them up out of the ground where people can find them. Ravi nodded. So people found these old stone bones. And they didn't know about dinosaurs, said Auntie Priya. They didn't know about giant whales whose bones wash up on beaches. They didn't know about elephants whose big skulls look like monster heads. So they made up a story to explain what they found. Dragons, said Ravi. Dragons, said Auntie Priya. Real bones, real fossils, but a made-up creature to explain them. That's clue number one. Ravi held up one finger. One clue down. The second stop was a room with glass tanks along the walls. Inside the tanks were lizards and snakes and frogs. But Auntie Priya walked Ravi to one very special tank. Inside was the biggest lizard Ravi had ever seen. It was long and heavy, with rough, bumpy skin like armor. It had sharp claws and a long, forked tongue that flicked in and out, in and out. "This," said Auntie Priya, "is a Komodo dragon. It is a real animal, and it is really called a dragon. It is the biggest lizard on Earth." "How big?" asked Ravi. "It can grow as long as a small car," said Auntie Priya. Ravi's eyes went round. "As long as a car?" "Yes, and it has a bite full of nasty germs and venom. It can catch animals much bigger than itself. Long ago, sailors sailed to faraway islands and saw these giant lizards. Then they went home and told everyone about the real dragons they had seen." "And the stories got bigger and bigger?" said Ravi. "Oh yes," laughed Auntie Priya. "Stories always grow in the telling. That's clue number two." The third stop was a smaller room. Auntie Priya led Ravi to a tiny glass case. Ravi had to lean in close to see what was inside. It was a beetle. A small, shiny beetle, no bigger than Ravi's thumbnail. "A bug?" said Ravi. "What does a bug have to do with dragons?" "People always say dragons breathe fire, right?" said Auntie Priya. Ravi nodded. "Well, meet the bombardier beetle.
When something scares this little bug, it does something amazing. It mixes two special chemicals inside its body. And then, pop,
it shoots out a boiling hot spray from its back end. It's so hot it burns." "A bug that shoots fire?" said Ravi. "Well, boiling hot spray," said Auntie Priya. "But yes, a real living creature that really does shoot burning heat. Long ago, people saw bugs like this, and they thought, if a tiny bug can shoot fire, maybe a giant lizard could too." Ravi looked at the little beetle with new eyes. Such a small thing. Such a big idea. "Clue number three," said Ravi, holding up three fingers. "Real fossils, real giant lizards, real fire-shooting bugs." The last stop was a big wall with two beautiful paintings side by side. On the left was a Chinese dragon. It was long and graceful, like a river flowing through the sky. It twisted and curled through soft clouds. It had a kind face and a flowing mane. It looked wise. It looked lucky. On the right was a European dragon. It was big and stocky, with huge wings and sharp claws. It sat in front of a dark cave, guarding a pile of gold. It had fierce eyes and smoke coming from its nose. "Look at these two dragons," said Auntie Priya. "They're both called dragons, but they look so different. Why do you think that is?"
Ravi looked back and forth, back and forth.
"In China," said Auntie Priya, "dragons were good. They were wise and lucky. People believe dragons brought rain to help the crops grow, so the Chinese dragon looks like a river. Long and flowing and beautiful." She pointed to the other painting. "In Europe, dragons were scary. They guarded gold and had to be fought by brave knights. So the European dragon looks like a warrior with armor and wings and fire."
"Same idea," said Ravi slowly.
"Exactly right," said Auntie Priya.
"A myth is like a mirror. It shows you something about the people who tell it. That's your last clue. Real human imagination, filling in the rest."
Ravi held up four fingers. "Real fossils. Real giant lizards. Real fire-shooting bugs. And real imagination."
Auntie Priya put her arm around him.
"Put them all together, and you get dragons," said Ravi with a big, sleepy smile.
They walked back through the quiet museum. The lights were going dim. Their shoes went click, click, click on the shiny floor. Outside, the sky was turning soft pink and purple, like a painting. In the car going home, Ravi leaned his head against the window. He thought about the giant bones in the hillside. He thought about the Komodo dragon flicking its tongue. He thought about the tiny beetle that could shoot fire. He thought about all the people, long ago, looking at these real and wondrous things and dreaming up something even bigger.
Dragons aren't real, but they were built from real things. And that, Ravi thought as his eyes slowly closed, might be even more amazing than if they were. "Good night, dragons," he whispered.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.